Good morning to you all. We're glad that you're here today at Grace Bible Church. We in our calls to worship have been in John chapter 21, working our way through that tremendous event where Jesus and his resurrected body appears with the disciples at the Sea of Galilee. And they're out struggling. They've been fishing all night long, haven't caught anything. And he hollers out to them. He says, "Have you caught anything yet?" And they said, "No." He says, "Put your nets on the other side of the boat." And when they did, they had a huge amount of fish that they caught. And verse 7, we pick up, "Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved," which was John, "saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were about 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread." Now stop for just a moment and think about that. Here's our Lord, and there's an expression that's used here, a fire of coals there. The last time we saw that expression is where Peter is gathered around a fire of coals and someone comes and identifies him as one of the disciples and he curses God and runs away there. Now Jesus is back by a fire of coals and he speaks to Peter. Peter comes running up there and the Lord Jesus already has dinner done. Isn't that amazing? I like those kind of fishermen that... Not only do you fish with them, but they also cook, and they've got it all ready to go. I don't know if you know Ren, but Ren is that way. He can have something cooked up fresh and ready to go before you can bat an eye, and he has got some fantastic dishes that he can do. But he's one of those fishermen that when he fishes, he said, "I'm going to eat it," and he'll have it all fixed up and ready to go. But the Lord Jesus was there, and he had fish laid thereon, and Jesus saith unto them, "Bring of the fish which you have now caught." Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153, and for all that were so many, yet was not the net broken. God had told them, put the net on the other side. They brought in a tremendous amount of fish. And the Lord is encouraging his disciples here. He's encouraging them. He wants them to know that even though he died and is now resurrected, that he's not going to leave them or forsake them. That even though he will ascend back up to the Father, his presence will still be felt. His presence will still be sure. His presence will still be guaranteed. The face of the Lord, that expression that's used so many times, is simply saying the presence of the Lord. To see his face and to know that he is near. That is the great comfort of the child of God. And the Lord is encouraging his disciples. And I want to encourage you today. Our Lord is near. We are meeting in his presence. And it's our joy and our privilege to sing unto him and to pray to him and to hear his word proclaimed. Amen? We are going to enjoy the presence of Jesus Christ today. Encourage your hearts in that truth.